Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you all for tuning in. This is a Sasha Frank podcast. This is Introducing Sasha Frank, the series, and we're at episode 9. So my topic of discussion for today is, are you happy? I remember a couple years ago seeing a friend that I hadn't seen in a couple years. And so she came to Los Angeles and I was really, really excited to see her. We had kind of kept in touch over the years. We had taken a class together at my school in Virginia, and it was music related. And so we kind of had that commonality. We loved music. So it was kind of easy to talk to her. And not to mention, we both had another thing in common. Her name was Dominique and my sister's name was Dominique as well. So that was pretty cool, I guess. But anyways, she came out to Los Angeles and I wanted to meet up with her. She had just moved out here and, you know, I just wanted to meet up with her and catch up and see how things were. So we went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles and it was really, really good. And I had macaroni and cheese, of course. I'm vegan, but every so often I do cheat. So I'm more plant-based though, so it's a completely different story. But anyways, we went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles and it was really, really good. And we were talking, we were chatting, we were having good conversation and just finding out even more so things that we had in common. And so we ended up going back home. We start driving back towards downtown Los Angeles, which was where she stayed. And so she randomly asked this question, like, are you happy? And for a moment, like, I paused because it took me by surprise, of course. And then also, like, I just didn't really know how to respond to that. And on top of that, I kind of felt like she was antagonizing me. But of course, that wasn't the case. She was calm. And I just kind of simply replied and said, yeah, I'm happy, I guess. Like I said it nonchalantly. And then she was like, so what makes you happy? And she just started diving in even more so. And I just felt really, really uncomfortable. And like I wanted the conversation to be over. And I kind of felt in the moment that like it was getting hot in the car. Like I didn't know what to talk to her about and I was getting heated up. And I just was like getting overworked for no reason for a simple question. Are you happy? Has that ever happened to you before? And it might not be that question. It could be another question, but has it happened to you? I know many of us have had those situations and stuff, but I think now looking at hindsight, I was kind of reading more too much into it. She didn't really know like my background too much. She didn't know what I was experiencing at the time or that, you know, it was hard for me to find a job or whatever the case. She didn't know what I was going through. And I kind of took it upon myself to put it on other people that they knew what I was going through. But she just asked a simple question and it was innocent. But as innocent as it was, I took it completely different. Of course, like I still kind of kept a smile on my face, but my demeanor kind of changed. Like, I was a little bit more intense. I was tensed, and I just was ready for the day to be over with, to be honest with you. But simple questions like that shouldn't cause such a disruption in our lives. Like, if we are truly happy, then, you know, we're able to easily answer that question and just easily say yes. But if it takes us to a place where we're kind of in deep thought or like even confrontational over it, then obviously it's kind of a problem. And at the moment, it was a problem that I didn't really want to deal with. And it was a problem that I kind of was trying to hide from and trying to keep hidden and trying to believe that it wasn't there. But the only way to kind of move past an issue is to actually, you know, head on head, go in on it so you can move on and heal from it. And so it took me some time. Like, it took me months. Like, I can definitely say that I continued to repeat that question over and over in my head and repeat that scenario and experience and just that whole entire time in my head. And sometimes I would get upset. Sometimes I would be like, oh, well, she didn't mean anything by it. But I was just like in a constant internal battle with myself, trying to figure out what that meant and why all this was pouring out of me. And it was all from a simple question. But it took some time. And what's crazy is a couple years afterwards, maybe about a year and a half afterwards, someone else asked me that question from the same school. And that time around, I was able to say, yeah, I am happy. Because at that time, I actually dealt with what was going on, and I was actually starting to go down the path that God was instructing me to and giving me a vision for. Before, like I said, I was searching and searching and searching, so I couldn't really find where that peace was going to come from. And once I finally start having something to look forward to and having something to go after and feeling peace and not allowing all the external circumstances to cloud my thought, I was able to find happiness. I was able to, better than that, I was able to find joy, because happiness is when, you know, things make you happy. Like, you go to the store and you go shopping and you're happy. You go on a date and you're happy. You're watching a movie that's amazing and you're happy. But it's something causing you to be happy. But with joy, you can be in a weird situation and a weird circumstance and a sad situation, even a negative situation, but you still find yourself joyful because you're able to look past your current situation and you're able to see from a bigger point of view. So I began learning to see from a bigger point of view and not really look at the current circumstance. Instead, I was able to look at what was coming ahead. And it was all from that question, are you happy? So the next time someone asks you a question like that, and if it triggers something in you, or even someone posts something on social media and it triggers something in you, good or bad, you have to ask yourself, why? Why is this happening? Is there something in me that needs to be changed? Is there a different perspective? Do I need to see things differently? Do I need to change my lives of what I've experienced and have known to be the truth and exchange it with actual truth, God's truth? Because a lot of times we kind of go on with life and through our experiences we know something to be true, but in fact it might not be true. It's just something that we're telling ourselves. For example, I told myself I was happy, but apparently I was not happy, because things weren't working out for me. But even beyond that, even if things aren't working out for you, like I said, with joy, you're able to find peace and you're able to find happiness and everything in the midst of a storm. And you're able to look at the brighter things and you're able to see a different perspective. So I want to challenge you to change your perspective. And if somebody asks you a simple question, is that acknowledge how you react and try to get to the situation a little bit quicker. Try to get to the root of the problem a little bit quicker. Try to surrender it to God a little bit quicker, because the quicker we do it, the quicker we're on our way to healing and the quicker we're on our way to being whole. So that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys learned something. Have a wonderful evening. Stay tuned.